listening to the Miracle Word Podcast. We believe that the Word of God gives you the power to experience never-ending increase in every area. If you're ready for revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here's your host, evangelist, author, and founder of Miracle Word University, Ted Shuttlesworth Jr.
Hey everybody, welcome back again this week. We have a brand new entry in this series. We're talking about divine healing, and today is a very important topic for you to understand, because one of the things that we need to know, of course, last week we talked about the origin of the human body, the origin of sickness and disease, but one of the things that we need to understand is why God is so interested in healing your body and keeping you healthy and strong. What is it? What is the why behind what God is doing? And so that's what we're going to be talking about in this video. And one of the things that, as we get ready to get into this, it's important to know, it's important to understand, is that God does everything that he does by a purpose or with a purpose. God doesn't just randomly act. God's not just arbitrarily making choices. He has purpose attached to every single thing that he does. And so when you see this today, I'm going to give you 8 reasons in a moment that divine healing is for you. 8 reasons that divine healing is for you. And as I give them to you, what you're going to see is that God's system of healing has a strong redemptive purpose in your body, a strong redemptive purpose in your body. And so I want you to take notes on these. I want you to get it in your spirit, because the more you understand why God is interested in keeping you healed, healthy, and strong, it gives you that much more of a push to receive that free gift of divine healing into your physical body. So in this video, we're going to go over these 8 reasons that divine healing is for you. Very important. And I'm going to give you scripture to back up every one of these. Maybe you've never heard any of this before, but God is interested in keeping you healthy, healed, and strong. So what's the difference? Well, you might be dealing with something in your body right now, but you need a healing. But you know, God's not just interested in healing. If there's nothing wrong with your body, if you're in full health, God is interested in keeping you in supernatural health and strengthening you every step of the way. So I want to give you these 8 reasons that divine healing is for you as a believer, and why God is so interested in keeping you in health and healing. Look at this. Number 1 is found in Genesis chapter 1. Why is God interested in your physical body? Well, the very first reason is because the Bible says in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, listen to this. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the heavens, livestock, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So the number one reason I'm covering today that God is interested in your physical body is because your physical body is created in his image and in his likeness. You are a representation of God, his image, his likeness. He created you to be like him. That's very important to understand. He created you to be like him. And so God does not want his image degraded. He does not want his image destroyed. You know, I find it very interesting that when you look at how the enemy works with people, one of the things that blows my mind, when you see somebody that's oppressed by the devil, every access the devil can get to destroy your body, he does. So I learned this years ago. I was watching people that the enemy lied to their mind and lied about who they are and their value and their worth. What do you see? people mutilating themselves, cutting themselves, hurting themselves, right? And it's amazing to me that the devil hates this physical body. That's what sickness is all about. The devil hates this physical body. He wants to make it sick. He wants to mutilate it. He wants to destroy it. He wants to deform it, right? That's why none of those things existed before sin entered into the world, before death entered into the world. The devil, if you're taking notes, write this down. The devil hates my body. The devil hates my body. He absolutely hates it. And so anything he can do, make it sick, deform it, destroy it, or cause you to believe that you're worthless so that you will harm your own body. Cutting, mutilation, suicide, all these things, they're evil because the devil hates your body. Why does he hate your body? Because it was created in the likeness and in the image of God. So the number one reason in this video that divine healing is for you is because God is curating or taking care of his own image and his own likeness. Number two, the second thing that you need to understand is that healing is for you because the human body is included in redemption. The human body is included in redemption. Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read verse number 23. If you're taking notes, write that down. Number two, the human body is included in Christ's redemption. Romans 8, 23, the Bible says, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. The redemption of our bodies. So understand something. It's not just the redemption of our spirits, the redemption of our souls. No, it's the redemption of our bodies. One thing I try to point out to people often is that God created us as three-part beings, and God's interested in all three parts of us: spirit, soul, and body. So what is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your spirit is the eternal part of you, the spirit man on the inside of you, and then of course your physical body. And so God's not just interested in your spirit, and he's not just interested in your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. He's also interested in your physical body. That's what divine healing's all about. If God was only interested in your spirit, you could get saved, and then even if you got sick, big deal. You're going to get to heaven quicker. So it'd actually be better for everybody to get sick and die as quickly as possible so we could all just enter into our eternal life. But no, God is not just interested in your spirit, and he's not just interested in your soul. He's interested in your physical body as well. It's part of Christ's redemption, the redemption of our bodies. Number three, let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to give you a bunch of different points from this one chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look first at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Verse 14, look at this. The Bible says in verse 14, and God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. So that's 1 Corinthians 6:14. So number three, the human body is to be resurrected. Paul prophesied this. He said, the day's coming where Christ will descend from heaven and the trumpet's going to sound, but what's going to happen when he does? The dead in Christ are going to get out of their graves. They'll be resurrected. That's what this verse is talking about. The dead in Christ will get up out of their graves, and then those of us that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. So these bodies aren't going to be left behind. They're going to be glorified. Even the physical bodies that have been deteriorating in the grave will be glorified. Watch this. Will be glorified because God is going to rejoin your spirit and soul with the body that he gave you. And that body will be glorified and then enter into the presence of God. Because, remember this, God included your body in redemption. So number three, the human body is to be resurrected. That's how you know God's interested in your physical body. He's not going to even let it rot in a grave and deteriorate and be gone forever. No, he's going to resurrect that body. I'm showing you reasons why God is interested in your human physical body. That's why he heals it, because he is intimately interested in taking care of you. Number four, let's go on to the very next verse, verse 15. Number four is 1 Corinthians 6:15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? So think of this now. We're members of the body of Christ, but our physical bodies, according to Paul, our physical bodies are members of Christ. And so when you understand that way, you're connected to him. It'd be like saying, you know, I don't care. My finger here on my left hand is rotting away. It's dying. It's going to fall off at some point. It's turning black, but I don't care. No, I'm looking for help for this finger. Why? It's part of me. It's a member of my body. I'm not going to say, well, I don't care. You know, my pinky finger's rotting away. It's going to fall off at some point. It's dying, but you know, big deal. I don't care. I got nine other fingers. No. I'm interested in every member of my body being made well. Christ feels the same. Your body is a member of his body. We're connected to him. We're connected to him. In the same way that he doesn't want any member of his body harassed by demon spirits, depressed, anxious, suicidal, broken, hurting, right? He also doesn't want any member of his body to be sick or to be diseased. That's why, if you read in the book of James, it's a command to the church. Is there any sick among you? Who's it talking to? The church. Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Why? So they can lay their hands on them, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Why? Why is that a command? Because you're a member of Christ's body, and he's interested in healing your physical body. All right? Let's go on to the same thing. You stay right here in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 15 and continue reading. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. So this is the next point here that you need to get, is that God is deeply concerned about the sanctity of the bodies of his children. He's deeply concerned about the sanctity. Your body is holy unto God. Your body is holy unto the Lord. And he knows that. He's interested in keeping your body holy, sanctified, keeping your body set apart. That's why it's part of your covenant, is because God doesn't want your body. Think about this. I wrote a book once called Blood on the Door, The Protective Power of Covenant. And one of the things that I wrote that the Lord showed me in prayer is he asked me a question. Why should our bodies look the same as people who have no healing covenant? Think about that. Who have no relationship with a healer. Now, our God is a healer. He said, I'm the Lord that heals you. That's Old Testament. He's still that God today. Jesus came as our healer. He healed in his earthly ministry. He gave us the power to walk in healing. He's still healing today. Why should our physical bodies look the same as those who have no healing covenant with God? No sinner has a healing covenant with God. So why should our bodies suffer the same thing as theirs when we have access to a healer? Right? He is deeply concerned about the sanctity of the bodies of his children. Amen. Keep on reading. Let's jump down to verse 19. Next thing I want you to see. In verse 19, the Bible says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. All right. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Think about that. Your body literally is a carrier of the presence of God. And God wants to make sure that body is in full strength, full health, full healing to carry the presence of God. My body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if I'm the housing of God, look at the Old Testament. They were so diligent to make sure that the temple was as beautiful as could be, adorned with gold and silver. I mean, it was, you look at Solomon's temple, absolutely amazing. David himself gave the equivalent in gold and silver, modern day equivalent, $6 billion. When his elders finished giving, the total was $20 billion. For what purpose? To build one temple to God. One temple. That place must have been the most beautiful, gorgeous place. And what was it? Just God's temple. Just God's temple. And now you think God wants anything less in the New Testament than the old? Our bodies are now the temple. Should we be some old broken down temple, barely getting along temple, looking decrepit and destroyed? No. Part of healing is keeping the temple of God strong, healthy, and you need to remember this as well. The attack of sickness and disease is a wicked thing. It's an evil thing that comes from the enemy. God doesn't send sickness upon you. It's a wicked thing. It should not break down the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Number 7. Let me give you this one. The next verse, the 20th verse. You are not your own. Okay, so verse 20 says, you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. And so we're urged to glorify God. And I understand that the context of this passage is, fleeing sexual immorality, joining ourselves to, doing things that are immoral with our physical bodies. But think about this as well. Does it glorify God with my body when my body is filled with sickness and disease? That's not glorifying to God. We tell everybody how God is able. We tell everybody that God is, he can do exceeding abundantly and above all we can ask or think, that he's a healer, he does the impossible. It doesn't glorify God when we stay in sickness and disease. What does glorify God is when healing comes and sickness has to go and disease has to go and every attack of the devil has to loose its grip and let us go. That brings glory to God. Even when the disciples came, they asked Jesus regarding one young man's healing that was going to happen. Why is this sickness on him? Who sinned, this man or his parents? Jesus said, neither, but that the Son of God may receive glory. So notice something. The healing was not there to remove sin from the young man or to remove sin from his parents. And the sickness didn't come because he sinned or the parents sinned. But Jesus said, but God's going to get glory. The Son of God's going to get glory from this healing. That's what I'm talking about. The fact that God receives glory. So when we say glorify God in our bodies, to walk in divine health, that brings glory to God. To receive healing from heaven, that brings glory to God. And so one of the ways that we give God glory through our bodies is receiving that free gift of healing, divine healing, and walking in divine health. Those two things bring glory to God in our bodies. Yes, as Paul's teaching here, keeping our bodies free from bodily, fleshly sins, that brings glory to God. But it also brings glory to God when we walk in supernatural health and healing because it shows God's supernatural power in our physical bodies. And then let me give you number 8, back to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, now this is number 8, and I want to read to you, I'll read verses 1 and 2. Listen to this. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. My body is supposed to be a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Now, I understand the concept here, because read verse 2. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, I want you to think of it this way. If my body is a living sacrifice, I want you to hear this, because I'm not just splitting hairs here. I want you to hear something very, very interesting. Can you be sick and still, what's the best way to say it? Not conform to the world system? Yes, you can. You cannot live in sin. You cannot have an antichrist spirit or agenda. You can still serve the Lord when you're sick in your body. But presenting my body as a sacrifice unto God, can sickness, can disease keep me from doing what God called me to do? Yes, it absolutely can. Can sickness, can disease hinder me in my calling and in my purpose? No question about it. Yes, it can. I was just watching a video a couple of days ago where these denominational leaders were discussing divine healing. And they were kind of laughing because they said, we had to reschedule this video being shot because when we were supposed to shoot it last week or 2 weeks ago, the guy that was sitting across from me said, you were sick, you had strep throat, you had a virus in your body, you couldn't get out of the house. And so, yes, absolutely, sickness and disease can keep you from carrying out your purpose, your calling, no question about it. And so when we understand I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice, I find it interesting that it's not a full sacrifice unto God that he looks. Now, again, I need you to hear this with mature ears, because I'm not saying that if you're sick or if you're diseased, that God doesn't receive you as his child, that God doesn't want to use you, or that God's mad at you. It's none of those things. It's that God gets the most glory when you have fully received and are operating in the redemption that he has already provided by Jesus Christ. That's why Paul said that God gets grace and glory when we have forgiveness of sin. But then in Romans chapter 6, he said, so what shall we say? Shall we keep on living in sin so that grace may abound? And then he says, absolutely not. That's a foolish thought. That's a foolish thought. That's like saying, should we continue to live in sickness and hold on to sickness and keep it in our bodies so that we can see that God keeps us through these trials and keeps it? No, absolutely not. What's God's desire? To get you out of sin and into righteousness, to get you out of sickness and into healing, to get you out of brokenness and into restoration, to get you out of poverty and into the blessing. God's desire is always to change the story so that he gets all the glory. But you know, even in the Old Testament, that God was angry in the book of Malachi because the priests were offering polluted offerings, sick and diseased animals, blind animals, lame animals to God. And God said, go give that to your governor and see if he'll receive you. So understand something. I want to offer myself to God. That's why even using wisdom with your body is the most important thing you can do. Do you know many of the things that people battle physically are a result of their own choices? Their own choices. I wrote this in my book on fasting and prayer, which this is mind-blowing. That I was listening to a woman named Dr. Rhonda Patrick. She was being interviewed by Joe Rogan on his podcast, and she's a long life specialist. And she said, over 50% of the people that are being treated in hospitals are being treated for something called metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of high triglycerides, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, all these different things added into something called metabolic syndrome. And she was making the point, all of these things could go away if they would simply make choices that would eliminate those things from their body. And they can be. They're all reversible. They can all be changed. But instead, people would rather have a pill. They'd rather have a shot. They'd rather than change their lifestyle choices, they would rather go the other direction. Over 50%. That's the same in our churches. Same in our churches, because people have refused to use wisdom with their bodies. And so as a result, they're paying the price in their physical body. No, I don't want to do that. I want to glorify God with my body. I want to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God, something that's holy and acceptable. I think of it this way. Let me finish with this thought. Imagine if you knew Jesus was coming in person to spend the night, or maybe to spend a week of nights at your house and stay with you. Would you throw a cot in the basement and say, hey, I know it's dark and damp down there and smells moldy, but you know, we don't really have any other bedrooms available right now. You know, my kids are using the other ones and I've got the master bedroom. So Jesus, we put a cot for you down in the basement. Got a couple of blankets. I know they smell a little bit like cat pee, but I want you to go ahead and use. No, if you knew that Jesus was coming to your house in bodily form to stay with you for a week, first of all, you'd make the best bedroom available for Christ. You would have your house professionally cleaned. You'd have things updated, upgraded. You might even tear certain carpet out that's been there for years and put new carpet in. You would make that the very best for Christ that you could. So why do we do anything different knowing that this body is the house of the Holy Spirit? This body is the temple. I want to make my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. I want to make sure I understand that I don't own myself. He purchased me by his own precious blood, and now I'm going to glorify God in my body. And so that's not just receiving divine healing, walking in divine health, but using wisdom with your physical body. And when you understand these eight things, that these are the reasons divine healing is for you, without question. God is interested, deeply concerned about your physical body. He created it, and he's the one that wants to take care of it. And if the devil attacks you with sickness, he wants to heal you. He wants to keep you from sickness and disease, to keep you healthy and strong so you can fulfill your purpose. I hope that strengthened your faith. I want you to see this because, and again, I'm going to pray for you. All through this series, we're praying and believing for people to receive divine healing in their body. And maybe you're believing for a family member. That's totally fine. I understand. But I want you to receive it by faith, knowing this is God's 100% God's desire for me. I can't stand hearing preaching and teaching that teaches us that sometimes it's God's will for us to be sick. Sometimes he wants us to go through these things and these storms provide strength. No, God does not want to teach you by destruction. He wants to teach you by instruction. That's how he teaches his children. And so I'm going to pray for you. And so whatever you're believing for, join your faith with me right now and let's receive it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. I thank you, Lord, that our covenant exists to this day and is eternal, that through Christ Jesus, we not only have salvation, but we have healing in our bodies. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. And your word declares in the curse of the law that every sickness and every disease that's not even mentioned would come upon them in the curse. So we thank you that every sickness and every disease that could be mentioned, we have healing and freedom from that in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I pray that healing virtue would flow through your people. Touch them by your power today. Make them whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise. Amen.
Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.